speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Where did God come from? And basically, as I have reworded it, what is His origin? A human perspective. And it's hard for us as humans to be able to wrap our minds around God and His existence because we live here in this world. And this world is much different, totally different than what we find to be characteristic of God and even where we will be in the eternal realm. As we think, though, from a human point of view, everything has a beginning as well as an end. Man's life begins at the point of conception. I want to emphasize that. Man's life does not begin whenever he's born into this world. But the Bible bears out, but not only from a biblical standpoint, from a medical and scientific standpoint, we know that life begins at the point of conception. But then also, as we would read from Scripture and we experience in life, man's life has an end. That is, from a physical point of view. Whenever man dies, his existence upon the face of the earth, it is no more. And it's not only true when we think about man's life having a beginning and man's life having an ending. There are so many different things that we could relate into this. We live in a temporary world. We oftentimes say a throwaway society. Things have a beginning and things have an end. Yet at the same time, the Bible tells us that man's soul, the soul that God places within us, will go on to dwell eternally. And therefore, God introduces, not only with reference to Himself, but even about the soul that is within us, is that there is an eternal realm out there for our existence someday. The Bible very clearly teaches us that God has always existed, meaning that God does not have a beginning or an ending to His existence or His life. I want to bear our attention back to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. As God has commissioned, charged, or commanded Moses to go unto the children of Israel and to lead them out of the Egyptian oppression, Moses is concerned that they will not listen to him. And in that, he comes up with various excuses. And one thing that God says in answer to Moses is He says, when you go unto them, you tell them that I am has sent you. What is God saying whenever He says that I am? Friends, He's saying that no one is responsible for the existence of God, but only God is responsible for His existence. He's saying, as we've already stated, He has always existed, hence He has no beginning, and He will always exist. Again, He has no ending to His life. Then also, what will take place in the end? When Jesus comes to call us into judgment, time as we know it will cease to exist. Peter shares with us in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 and following is that this earth will melt with fervent heat. Life as we know it, time, space itself, all these things will be no more. However, God will continue to exist and eternity will continue to exist. So what is the origin of God? He has always existed and He will always exist. And in this, He is our Creator. And our desire ought to be to serve our Creator today so that we will someday be able to dwell with Him in eternity.